Hey, it's John Reed and Cody McClure. Fox Sports, Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen.
Hour two kicking off here in the Fan Run Studios. Let's hit some hour two headlines. What do you got, Cody Mack?
Thank you, John. The actress Amber Heard says she has no plans to move back to America. Huh?
Said you're welcome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Wait, no, that's no response required because I said thanks and you said you're welcome, so no need to say thanks again or it's a never-ending cycle.
Correct.
Anyway, the actress Amber Heard, you're familiar with her? Johnny Depp, she pooped on his bed and...
Yeah, I'm familiar. I don't really know...
She abused him and then they said that he also abused her, and now there's people on the internet that say actually he was problematic. And so,
where are we back to canceling Johnny again?
Yeah, well, the you know, some people are.
I didn't realize we had swung back on getting him in trouble again.
It's just these stupid.
Yeah, I'm not on your side of the internet.
Morons on the internet. You're not on my side?
I'm not on your side of the internet.
I'm all over it.
I'm
in every corner.
Whatever you're. Nah, it's not exactly true.
Yeah, it is. I get all the right wing news and I get all the left wing news.
Yeah, but you get all the far right and far left news. I just grill and chill, man. I just grill and chill.
Johnny Dairy Queen.
I see some crimes every now and then, some sports stuff, some entertainment stuff, and that's where I stay.
You don't see people some getting jokes. Beat up?
Nope. Some funny jokes, some car wrecks like yesterday. You know that car going full fast and furious. I saw that one. I'll see those every now and then. That's where I stay.
That woman driver that ran up the ramp. And miraculously, everybody lived. She ran up on the ramp of one of those trailers, like one of those car hauler trailers.
Really drove home the point of how good of a driver Dom Toretto is, because he does that, makes it look easy.
Well, anyway, Amber Heard says she has no plans to move back to America. I love Spain so much, she says. You know, I think that's what I need to do, just go to Spain. I hear great things.
Do you have a passport?
Yeah, but it's expired. I'd have to get it renewed, but
yeah.
Which that can take up to 6 weeks. I'd like to go, though, wouldn't you? Spain? Just go live for 6 months? I think what I want to do is live 6 months everywhere. Does that sound fun to you?
No? Not really. That's just long enough to get used to it. And like, okay, now I'm going to go change everything now.
Yeah. I just hear so much about how great these European cities are, you know? Because now, like, the new thing on the internet is to everybody just kind of craps on the American cities and how, like, we have to have a car for everything to go everywhere, and we got all these highways and interstates, and there's nothing walkable. Doesn't it seem like a nice idea to just walk to the little market and get, I'm having carrots today, and then walk back to your little hut? Thing.
You can go live downtown.
Go play the piano, maybe, and whatever you do. I can't live downtown.
Yeah, you can. Just get you a tent.
Can't afford that.
Just get you a tent.
A tent?
Yeah. There's a bridge under there. There's a lot of people living under there. It's downtown.
Those people are homeless.
No.
I'm not a homeless person.
Home is home is where your heart is.
Where the heart is. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
My mom had a big wooden sign that said that home is where the heart is.
Yeah. You're never homeless if your heart is happy.
I guess that's true. Well, Amber Heard says she's not coming back to America. Well, the iconic singer Tina Turner, she died. You know, her estate apparently is worth $250 million.
Oh, wow.
And her second husband, Irwin Bach, will inherit around half of it. Around $125 million.
What a king.
While the remaining millions will be split between her adopted in-laws. Bach and Turner have been married for 10 years. He saved her life in 2017 by donating her his kidney.
Really?
Yeah.
He deserves it then.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, $125 million just for
kept her alive.
Yeah, just giving a kidney, though.
I'd give
you my kidney for $125 million.
And you would deserve it.
I'd give anybody a kidney for $125 million.
Yeah, but what about half my money?
Half your money?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. So you just got to find the right person that needs your kidney that has a lot of money that if you're going to get half of it, like
well, how,
he did.
How about
– But also the guy after the guy, you know? It'd be pretty easy to be that guy.
Yeah, to be the guy that follows Ike?
Yeah. I don't know if she had any lovers.
I'm going to not hit you.
I don't know if she had any lovers between them, but, you know.
I would imagine she did.
She would always tell bad stories about her ex-lover, and you'd be like, yeah, I would never do that to you. Yeah. And it'd probably be true.
Ike, notoriously kind of a problematic guy.
Yep.
Well, sticking in that era of rock and roll, the guitarist Ronnie Wood has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Ronnie Wood.
Happy birthday, Ronnie Wood. Man, I love Alabama.
Huh?
Alabama, the band. Not Alabama, the softball team. Oh, you got to make that play. You got to make that play.
What does the band Alabama have to do with this?
Ronnie Shipman. No, Shipman is the woman who.
You're mixing up all kinds of things here.
Shipman with a. She came through with an RBI single. The former Lady Vol. I jinxed. Ashley Rogers said she was starting to mow him down, and then she's gotten into some two-out trouble.
I hope this broad tears her ACL.
Almost a catch by the shortstop. Ah, so close.
That's what she deserves for leaving us.
Do you jump in that situation?
I feel like Alabama.
I feel like you maybe got to jump and lay out a little bit. Not for me to nitpick a shortstop
Allie
starting
Shipman.
In the World
Series. More like Benedict Shipman, Arnold.
Any other headlines?
Anyway, Ronnie Wood is 76 today, youngest member of the Rolling Stones and also formerly of the Faces with Rod Stewart, you know. 76. Colorado may be close to joining the Big 12.
They're going back home?
Is that real? I don't know. I don't know if that's real or not. Something I saw on the internet. Let's Google it. Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh, no! Get back! Oh, what a bad break for the Lady Vols. As what looks to be a fairly routine ground ball, hits the first base bag and bounces up in the air.
Yep, looks like this is a real story. Colorado has had substantive talks with the Big 12 as
substantive?
Buffaloes. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but as the Buffaloes consider leaving Pac-12 to go back to the Big 12.
You think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
They say it's all but – this Justin Cohen guy says it's all but done.
Well, I'm asking you if you think it's a good idea or a bad idea.
To go to the Big 12?
Yeah.
Boulder, Colorado, kind of right there in the middle. I mean, you could go Pac Pacific. You could go Big 12. It's mountain time. You're probably as close to California as you are to Oklahoma. I mean, it's depends on what you want for yourself. Big 12 seems to me like it's trending down, but so is the Pac-12, you know? Both conferences are losing their biggest institutions. So USC and UCLA going away from the Pac-12, Oklahoma and Texas going away from the Big 12. I don't know, Colorado, kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I guess they see something in the Big 12 they like more. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it makes sense to go back to the Big 12.
Why? Because
Boulder, Colorado, close halfway distance between California and Oklahoma.
Yeah, geographically. Either way, you're going to have some
both conferences losing their big fish.
Well, I'll say this: if you join the Big 12, most of the places you travel are east of the Rockies, so you don't have to fly over the mountains. You take a risk every time you take off from a plane over the Rockies, right?
Well, now if you're recruiting guys that want to be in the furthest west part of your conference, then you got an advantage, right? Because them BYU is going to be pretty much it in terms of the Big 12.
That seems like a relevant piece of the information.
Well, I mean, like if we look at the conferences, what's going to be left of the Pac-12? Let's dive into this after the break. You got another headline?
Yeah, it's only 1:10.
Okay, well, give me another headline then.
Jay Cutler has killed a bear in Montana. Remember Cutler?
Killed a lot of bears when he set out in that second half of the NFC Championship with that hurt knee. Killed a lot of bears.
Well, he went on a big game hunt in Montana, too, and he killed a bear up there.
Now Jay Cutler can handle big games, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good little interjection there. Well, apparently, Shannon Sharp is leaving Fox Sports as well for the Undisputed show, you know, with Skip.
Yeah, does it say, I haven't seen anything about his future plans. You think he'll get hired by ESPN? Is he going to just do his own thing?
Hard to say, but it says he's leaving after the NBA Finals. Shannon Sharp will be leaving the Fox show Undisputed with Skip Bayless. Just nobody wants to work with Skip anymore, huh?
Well, it seemed like this was going to happen. It seemed like it was a foregone conclusion. There was a moment during football season where basically when Skip Bayless said, downplayed Shannon Sharp's career as a Hall of Famer, where it looked like Shannon Sharp was actually going to lose his mind and like maybe snap and beat Skip Bayless's ass for the disrespect he had to endure. From that moment on, it looked like, okay, this probably isn't going to be a marriage that lasts much longer. And it was not.
Well, you hate to see it come to a close after a great run they had.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Bud Light sales update. They're down now 25.7%. Modelo closing the gap to become the top-selling beer. Modelo owned, of course, by Anheuser-Busch. So maybe Americans are as dumb as you think.
We'll talk some college football realignment, I guess. After the break, it's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The SEC is doing their spring meetings right now. A couple of news and notes from that coming up in a second.
Stay patient.
But I did want to kind of talk more about Colorado's decision. Not so much because I really care what Colorado does, although they do become more intriguing with Deion Sanders. But I am wondering, like, which conference is in better shape right now, because, like, I think that should play into, you know, Colorado's decision. The health of the the health of the conference and the health of the programs in the conference. Who would be the big dogs in the Pac-12 once USC leaves? Is it
Oregon?
Oregon?
Oregon, Washington? Stanford, Washington.
Stanford.
I mean, it's a good academic school. They're good at a lot of sports. Well, are they, though? Maybe not. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel like they're any good anymore.
Well, you know, education. Education, that means something. And they represent the San Francisco area, the Bay Area. So I guess, I don't know, Cal, Stanford, you get that market. Although that's not a big college football market. That's probably not even a – probably doesn't even matter. Yeah, I mean, Oregon, that's about it.
Yeah.
Arizona schools –
Tennessee just hit a two-run bomb. 6-2 now.
Well, it's over.
Yeah, I do feel like it's – I don't want to jinx the ladies, but it does. I do feel confident about –
cakewalk.
I do feel confident about their standing right now.
We've been whipping Alabama's ass all year in softball.
And everything.
Oh, yeah, pretty much in everything.
Yeah.
Beat them in basketball. Did we play them in baseball? No, I don't think we played them in baseball. But, yeah, pretty much everything else.
Which, credit to their baseball team for coming back from their coach fixing the games against them. Because apparently they were really good at baseball. Once they got rid of the mole that was sabotaging them, they end up hosting a regional. Yeah. So, turns out they were actually pretty good. He was just holding them back.
So, will the girls play Oklahoma tomorrow?
I believe that's how it'll go down.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day then, because – got the girls playing Oklahoma, and then the baseball fellas, they get started tomorrow against the Charlotte team.
When you look at the Big 12, what's left there, what's the pecking order after Texas and Oklahoma?
Oh, probably
is it more or less Baylor up and for grabs than
Baylor and Oklahoma State, TCU.
So that seems kind of like more up for grabs to me than the Pac-12.
Probably a Texas, probably TCU, I guess, seeing as how they just played for a national title.
Uh-huh. But what you're telling me there is that the Pac-12 is going to have Oregon, which of all the programs that we're talking about of the last 20 years, 15 years, how far do we need to go back? When do you consider like the modern era of college football that we're in right now?
1998. That's when the BCS started.
The BCS is over, though. The BCS isn't modern anymore.
So do you just want to do since 2014?
Well, I'm asking you. I don't know.
What do I consider the modern era of college football?
Like the current era of college football.
I mean,
if it is 1998, that's fun.
I don't know. 2000? I mean, I don't understand how to cut off.
I feel like the sport's a lot different than it was. I feel like the sport's a lot different now than it was in 2000.
2007? I mean, I don't know.
I was going to say, like,
Saban
to
Alabama.
I was going to say, like, 2010.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know the good jumping off point. I don't know.
I was going to say, like, 2010. So, I mean, if 07 was such a wacky year that I don't want to count it, really, because that's the crazy year.
So, what are we talking?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what's left in the Big 12 versus the Pac 12, the Big 12 versus the Pac 12.
Who's been better since 2010?
Well, I was just going to say, like, Oregon to me has been the best football program, probably the most consistent, good, like, a legitimate program of those two conferences. Would you disagree? Would you say Oklahoma State?
You mean not named Oklahoma?
I mean, like, not named Oklahoma, not named Texas, not named USC, who are all leaving. I'm saying of the leftovers.
Yeah, no, I mean, Oregon is the answer there.
Oklahoma State's probably number two, but they've never really been a legitimate contender.
They're never really, like, I mean, Washington made a playoff.
Oregon's played for two national championships, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying compared to Oklahoma State, I mean, Oklahoma State hasn't even made a playoff.
Yeah.
Washington has been – has Washington not been just as good probably as Oklahoma State?
I would give Oklahoma State the nod just because of their consistency. I feel like Washington's had a couple stinker years. Like, I feel like Oklahoma State, you can pretty much pencil them in for 8 wins a year. No? Is that not true?
I want to say they were pretty bad. Like, it might have been the COVID year or.
Well, COVID year, I'm almost going to throw out for everybody.
Let me just look at Oklahoma State.
I feel like Gundy's basically won. Okay, so let's see. Since Gundy's gotten there, COVID year, they were 8-3. So, like.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Just going. I'll just
wrong.
Say. Okay. Since 2008, 9-4, 9-4, 11-2, 12-1, 8-5, 10-3, 7-6, 10-10-10, 7-8-8, 12-7. So, like,
they've had three 7-win seasons, but that's their lowest mark.
They have finished over 500 every year.
I mean, that's a pretty good run.
I just, to me, without really looking at Washington, I feel like they've had a couple stinker years.
They have. I'm simply saying that Washington made a playoff.
The highs have been higher. They did have one of the top 4 spots. Honestly, the lows haven't been as bad as I thought for Washington. 2021, they went 4-8. But outside of that, they haven't had a losing season since 2009 when they went 5-7. I guess 2008. So if we're going from, like, 2010, maybe it's a different answer, or, like, you have a better case for Washington. But if we're doing just past the wacky 07 year, in 08, Washington went 0-12 and then 5-7 the year after.
Mm-hmm.
But since it got to 2010, they've gone 500 or better every year except 2021.
Yeah, I mean, they had a pretty good run there, too, of Peach, Fiesta, Rose, 3 straight years.
Yeah.
Which I know Oklahoma State has also made a couple of
Yeah, but the best 3-year run that Oklahoma State's had bowl game-wise is Cotton, Alamo, Fiesta, or Fiesta, Heart of Dallas, Cotton.
They've also got a Sugar Bowl in there.
Well, yeah, but not in a 3-year run. It was a sandwich between Cactus and Alamo.
I think they're pretty comparable. I mean,
you know what? If we start in 2010, I'll give you Washington probably.
Just making the playoff, I mean, I think was a big accomplishment. But then again, you could say Oklahoma State, like, remember 2011, they very well – I mean, if there were a playoff then, they would have been there. So do you maybe give them credit for that.
Yeah, they did finish the season ranked number 3.
Yeah.
So that would have been a playoff team.
They would have been a playoff team in 2011.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Washington's coming off of a top 10 season, like right now, too. So,
pretty comparable.
Whereas Oklahoma State finished the year unranked.
And then you got,
Oklahoma State won the Fiesta Bowl and finished number 7 the year before. So, like, they're close. The point being, we're splitting hairs. Oregon's probably number 1. You can make the case that it's either Oklahoma State or Washington. I don't even know who number 4 would be.
I mean,
TCU.
TCU with the national championship appearance.
Baylor, if you make it like while Dave Aranda's there.
Yeah, they had a Heisman winner.
Yeah.
TCU list of seasons.
So I guess what I'm saying is what conference is A, in better shape to survive, but also like in what position would you have a better chance to be successful in? How do you view the programs in the current day? Well, not current, the future current setup of, you know, the big 3.5 being gone. The top of the Big 12 will be whom? Cincinnati and
Do you have
TCU?
Do you have faith in Sonny Dykes long term? I mean, he couldn't do anything at Cal, but you'd have to feel pretty good as a TCU fan right now.
Oh yeah, you're going to be the only major Texas school left in the conference, right?
The 4 years before this last season, they won 7 games, 5 games, 6 games, 5 games, and then boom, national championship run. I mean, that's a pretty special year for them to go 13-2.
But if you can put that on paper and then kind of follow it up, like none of that what happened before matters, right? If TCU can get a grip on the NIL and Sonny Dykes can prove to be, you know, a good coach, then it's not going to matter the 3 or 4 years before then.
You know, actually, TCU might be the answer if we're going since, like, if you go since 2009, they've got a Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, Peach Bowl, and then a national championship run.
Oh, wow.
So
you just named off, like, 5 seasons where they struggled to finish 500, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so the lows are pretty low, but they won a Rose Bowl, lost a Fiesta Bowl, won a Peach Bowl, but that was like 2009 to 2014.
Yeah.
So
I think their last like little run, the last, you know, 5 of the last 6 years kind of keeps them from being the answer. But I also think that they have a chance to get back there consistently now. Because when we're looking at who's going to be the big dog in the Big 12, like they might be the big dog now.
Well, if you're a kid in Texas and like A&M and Texas don't want you, and you're a Texas boy. I mean, there you go. Good Christian boy. You go to Texas Christian University.
Yeah, I doubt there's very many kids like growing up in Texas that just have like loyalty to the Big 12, right? That would like pick staying in the Big 12 over going to the SEC.
I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think anybody like that's happening.
But making it to a national championship game should help you. It should give you a little momentum of like saying, hey, we're a elite good program.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, this upcoming season for them is very important. Like, this is when you kind of change your stars, right? And you can either say last year was a fluke, and, we kind of got lucky, or, no, this is who we are now, and Sonny Dykes is the new best coach in the conference, and we're a big-time Texas school, and check our last 15 years of history. This is what we do, more times than not.
So what is the actual question here?
Well, I'm just kind of – I don't know what my question is, but it was built around Colorado, right? So if you're Colorado, security of the conference, like, staying together, because both conferences have been rumored to, like, break apart, right, to get sucked up more by the Big 10. Like, the Oregon and Washington have been rumored to be, like, a target for the Big 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean – I don't know because I don't know which conference. One conference could dissolve. They could both dissolve. The Big Ten and the SEC. Do you think ultimately maybe the Big Ten and the SEC will eat everybody up, and then you just have basically an East versus West?
No, I don't.
Or kind of a Northwest versus Southeast.
I used to feel like we're headed for like 4 major conferences, and I think that still might be the ultimate the ultimate where we're headed. And I do think the SEC and Big Ten are always going to be the best two. But no, when you say eat them up, like, what other teams from the Big 12 would the SEC want?
Well, maybe not necessarily from the Big 12, but I could see them wanting like a Florida State, Clemson, maybe.
Sure. But like to me, like that's. The Big 12 should be kind of set for a while. Like, I don't see any other schools getting really poached away.
Well, maybe the what could the Big 12 and the Pac 12 not just align and become their own conference?
Well, they had talked about that. Remember, they had the whole alliance thing between the other three, and then it kind of quickly dissolved.
Was the ACC included in that?
I thought they were. There's two different ones. One was like for COVID, and one was for something else.
I don't know. I just obviously the Big Ten and the SEC have the most power. Those are the two most powerful conferences, without a doubt.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. They're going to make a bunch of money. They're going to be the Big Two.
So do they want to keep adding teams?
Yeah, I think at this point they don't. Like, I think like once they got Texas, once they got USC, Oklahoma, like once they got those three, I'd say there's probably only, what, four schools, six schools left that you'd be like, okay, this is worth bringing in without having to remove people. You know, if you told me like they swap out some Vanderbilts and Mississippi States and Mississippis and Rutgers and all that, if you tell me they're going to start kicking teams out of the conference, then I would have a different answer. But
well, if you think that we're headed for – that we're going to do four major conferences, then which conference dies?
Well, I used to think we're headed for four major. Now I don't know. Now, like, it's going to be hard for me to for the other two conferences.
We're just
going to
have two power conferences and three weak ones?
That's how it kind of feels to me.
I don't like that, really.
And maybe two major conferences and then two, like, solid ones. So, like, maybe the ACC loses a couple of their big schools to the SEC.
Then it's
maybe
just
Oregon
a monopoly.
And Washington go to the Big Ten. And then, like, the other remaining 20-something schools, there's like six or seven good schools there that can have a legitimate conference.
But then it's just a monopoly.
Sure.
Then it's like it's either Pepsi or Coca-Cola at that point.
Right.
Is there really a third?
Not really. But there's not a third now. Are we not already there? That's kind of the exercise I'm having. Well, like, if you tell me that the best schools left in the Pac-12 are Oregon and Washington, that doesn't do anything for me. If you tell me the best schools left in the Big 12 are TCU
and Baylor and Oklahoma State,
that doesn't do anything
for
me.
Well, yeah, but then those schools are going to be vying for position in the other conferences, aren't they?
Maybe not.
Won't they feel at a disadvantage? Like, won't Oregon be at a disadvantage if they stick to their roots when, you know, there's so much money to be made in the two power conferences?
So when you say disadvantage, you mean money-wise?
Money-wise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what the ACC is saying, right? Like, that's what Florida State and Clemson are saying.
There.
Is like, we have to get the money up. So I would imagine that Oregon and Washington feel the same way.
And then you got, like, Notre Dame, too.
Well, Notre Dame's a big fish. Notre Dame can do what they want. Now, we'll see what happens with their new TV deal and if they still feel like it's worth being an independent or if they say, fine, Big Ten, give me $800 million. Let's make it work.
I just think that ultimately that's what you would want. It's like – It's like a smaller business selling out to the big corporation. They offer you enough. There's so much money to be made that eventually you say, okay, yeah, sure. It's like Coca-Cola acquiring all the brands it owns or the Pepsi company. You know how like they own Lay's and they own Doritos and all that? So it comes down to, I guess, whether or not the Big Ten and SEC would want the other schools.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like.
Why would they not want them, though? Like,
there's just, I don't know, at a certain point, do you not just get diluted too much? Like, a part of what made the SEC so great was that the conference games all felt good.
Yeah.
And if you start getting diluted and the conference games don't feel good anymore, does that cheapen your product?
I mean, I'd be all right with kicking Vandy out and bringing in, like, Clemson.
Yeah, sure, but, like, I don't know if they're going to kick teams out.
Kick Arkansas out, bring in Florida State.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
Doesn't that make your product better?
Well, Arkansas is probably safe because there's a whole money thing with the conference and the TV money. Like, the more states you're in, the better. So, like, when you actually look at, you know, realignment and you look
kick
at –
Kick Mississippi State out.
Well, when you look at, like – yeah, sure. Like, yeah, you could – like, one of the Mississippi schools would become expendable in that regard because – you only need one state.
But you've already got South Carolina and Florida as states.
Well, that's the thing. That's why Clemson and Florida State may maybe make the most sense football-wise, but money-wise, not necessarily.
So maybe you want to add North Carolina.
It'd be like North Carolina and Virginia or Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Because then you expand your footprints into new states, and you could charge.
You get a little basketball.
You get an extra, like, I don't know exactly what the number is, but you get a whole extra pitfall of cash when the SEC networks all of a sudden charge in new states fees.
I mean, you pretty much got the whole Southeast already.
Yeah.
Other than, North Carolina, Virginia, that's all that's left that you could really I don't know what else you'd do.
So I'd say Arkansas would be safe if, like, team. So the teams on the chopping block would be one Mississippi State school or one Mississippi school and, like, Vanderbilt. Because, of course, Tennessee is already in the SEC, as is, you know, another Mississippi school. So you could keep those fee rights.
Hmm.
But, like, from Colorado's perspective, just kind of try to bring it full circle, like, do you look at the Big 12 and say we could be more competitive here if we could kind of – like, I wonder, like, are they willing to sell their soul all the way and be like, hey, we don't really want to care about the academics as much as we have to in the Pac-12. We can go to the Big 12 and we can still be a smart school, but we don't have to be Pac-12 standards.
I imagine that's what Deion's pushing for.
And then also, like, you're telling me that we can't catch TCU and Baylor? We could do that. We could catch those schools. To be the premier program in that conference. And you talk about, like, would the other schools want to leave? I don't know. It depends. Money-wise, maybe. But, like, when you start talking about the expanded playoff and how those conferences are going to have, like, guaranteed spots.
Well, if you have a locked-in bid, yeah, then you would not want to leave. I mean, if I'm Oregon, I'm sitting there at that point, like, that's our conference.
Yeah. Go 10-2 and we're a playoff team. 9-3, we're a playoff team.
Don't even have to deal with USC every year. Or like Utah, you know?
Yeah. And that's what they're talking about, is having the 12-team, you know, include automatic bids for the conferences. Now, whether or not they start talking
and
saying –
Well, then you're going to get into the same thing when you, like – then you've got, like, a 10-win SEC team that gets left out, and you've got a 9-win Arizona State makes it.
Yeah.
You know? It's still going to be a debate.
I think there'll be, like, what, 6 guaranteed spots – isn't that what it's going to be, 5 power conferences and the highest mid-major or whatever? So, like, of the 6 at-large bids, I don't think any 10-team SEC, any 10-win SEC schools get left out, but who knows? A couple scheduling rumors and updates from SEC Media Days or SEC Summer Meetings, whatever the hell they're called. We'll dive into those after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Ah, yes. Another close play from Alabama that they don't make leads to some Lady Vol runs. Would have been a tough one to make, as I believe it was the second baseman trying to dive for it, but she can't get it. It lands in between her and the right fielder, and the Lady Vols bring another runner around to score.
How have you been eating lately?
How have I been eating lately?
Yeah.
With my mouth.
In your hands.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
What about you?
I've been very disciplined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For about a week straight, I've eaten the same thing every day.
I need to get better. I need to really get better over the next month in terms of eating and just, like, getting more cardio in.
What would you like to eat?
What would I like to eat in
general?
Don't
say cheeseburgers.
You just mean like and be healthy or just like eat?
Yeah, like what's your go-to if you're trying?
Every day I would eat a cheeseburger and like chicken tenders every day.
If you're trying to be healthy, like what's your
– shot.
I know you like salmon, but what else can you work in to like
– The ladies are hot. The ladies are hot.
The ladies are very hot.
3-run bomb.
Alabama ladies are hot too.
No, they're not. They're cold. It's 10-2.
They're hot.
Break out the mommy hat.
They're all hot.
Give her the mommy hat. Let's go.
It is cool that they have a mommy hat. You know, maybe Oklahoma doesn't know what they got coming.
Monica Abbott in the crowd going crazy.
Maybe Oklahoma's just 56-1 because they hadn't played Tennessee yet. Maybe that's the real thing to. So weird about that door. So weird.
Well, I do think we're the second best team in the country.
Looking like it right now.
I think we're the second best team in the country. It's just whether or not we can beat Oklahoma twice. Maybe we don't have to beat them twice, but you know whether or not they can lose twice.
So if we were to beat them one game, then they could theoretically lose somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, they could not come out of the loser's bracket.
Who'd they lose to?
I don't know.
Had to have been Texas.
I think it was Texas, actually.
We beat Texas' ass.
I really think it was Texas, now that you mention it. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind just eating. I can eat chicken and rice every day. It's just I don't like making. I'm not good at making it. And it gets expensive to have to, like, order it somewhere.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
It's like $13 a pop for lunch.
Could you not just make it and, like, meal prep it?
Yeah, but I'm saying I can't make it good. I'm not a good cook.
Does it need to be good?
It doesn't need to be. And in the past, I have just had really bland chicken and really bland rice and just...
Couldn't you just learn?
I probably could. I also don't like cooking, though.
Like, if you could just learn that, though, if you say you could eat that every day...
Then... Yeah, I need to just pay somebody to cook me, like, a week's worth of chicken and rice every Sunday.
They'll do that. There are these companies now that'll just send you good... food,
yeah,
like, but there it's very expensive.
How much
it's
will like, you charge me to do that?
I don't claim to really be good at making chicken and rice.
Yeah, but you go on Sundays to do your little gravy, and just meanwhile you're making me some.
Well,
chicken you're
gonna
and
make
rice.
You baked ziti for the week?
No, I want you to make me a week's worth of chicken and rice.
I'm not the best chicken cook. I'm a lot better at cooking beef than I am chicken.
Well,
I never know how to. I never know what
chicken. Mix in some turkey burger and rice.
I mean, I could cook for you if you want me to cook.
Well, that's
for
what
you.
I'm saying. What do you charge me?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you want and the.
Well,
cost.
Yes, sir. Groceries aside, yeah, it's fine. The groceries, I understand that you
how
have
much
to buy the groceries
just for the labor.
Yeah, how much for the labor and care and delivery?
Like $35 an hour.
$35 an hour. How many hours does it take to cook?
I don't know, 2 hours.
$70 a lot.
Plus grocery cost.
Well, I know the grocery
delivery
cost.
Sure. I mean, you live way out in.
Well, I would just let you bring it to me here at the station.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could do that. Yeah. So really, we could. I'd give you a break on delivery cost. We can cancel delivery cost out.
Okay.
I don't know. $150.
That's with the grocery fees.
For me to cook what a week's worth of chicken and rice.
Yeah. And that's you counting. That's the part of the groceries, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd buy the groceries.
That seems steep.
Yeah.
My better best.
I don't even know if it would be good.
Yeah, my better best is to find me a woman to do it. That's probably my
better
bet.
Yeah. Find you a woman who can cook chicken and rice.
Fair enough.
Well, you know, women these days can't cook like they used to.
That's the second time Alabama center fielders ran into that wall. That time she made the catch, though.
I need to find me a woman that can cook. I need to find a good woman. A good homegrown woman, you know what I mean? Like one of those women that just...
So things are really over between you and your girlfriend?
Just like a rock.
Yeah. Things are really over between you and your old lady?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are now, probably.
I don't really...
Basically just told the world she couldn't cook.
She never tried. She never cooked for me. It's not even a thing anyway. You spun it into this whole thing. It was never even a thing. Forget that, bro.
You come in wearing the same clothes you had on the day before. I know what that means.
What do you mean by that?
You come in wearing the clothes you had on the day before.
I didn't wear this shirt yesterday.
No. I don't mean today. I just mean you'd be like, oh, I got a lunch date. And then you come in wearing the same clothes. I know what that means. It means you hung out all night and you spent the night there. I know what it means.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? You come
about?
In wearing the same things because you had stayed the night at her house, her place.
I don't even know.
I know what goes on.
I don't even know where you're taking it.
I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. I know to tell when a man's had a sleepover.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I'd like to find a nice, I think I need one of these nice, like, church girls. Like a real one, though. Like a sweet, I need a sweet
girl. A Mennonite?
No, like someone who's sweet.
You're not
sweet,
though.
The girls, well, I know.
You don't live a sweet lifestyle.
The girls that I...
You're not going to find a sweet woman the way you act.
I know. See, that's the girls that I tend to like...
When you offend them on the first date telling them how their religion's stupid, they're going to be out.
The girls that I tend to attract... Well, I don't know that I attract... I mean, that I'm attracted to or whatever, that I like... They're wild. They're too...
Women of the night.
They're too fun.
Women of the night
they're
like you.
They're too fun. Yeah. I need like a sweet, grounded, home schooled, like, what do they call it? Like a trad, a traditional wife.
Well, you have to be willing to live that life too.
I don't know, because I think some people like your differences.
Not at your age. Not at your age.
But you're never going to lock down a woman that, like, you know, like the women that are.
You're going to have to wake up before 11:15 in the morning. And you're going to have to be sweet and traditional yourself. A traditional wife needs a traditional man to take care of the house.
The problem is a traditional girl is going to make you bored.
See, but a fun, you've already put her down.
But a fun girl is going to have fun with everybody else.
You've already put
so
her down.
So, like, you can't.
Trad wife has already been insulted by you saying you're bored.
I'm just
by
saying
her.
There's pros and cons of both. The fun girls are fun, but you can never trust a girl like that. Like,
uh-huh.
They're gonna run around on you. They're going to do all kinds of things. You're going to have to always be wondering what they're doing. But then, like, a regular good girl, she's going to be there for you. She's going to have dinner ready for you. But you're going to get bored after 2 weeks. It's like, hey, damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know? I think I'll just go back to hookers. Maybe that's
Your pet is an important...
Momentum is growing down in the SEC meetings to not move to a 9-game conference schedule. Momentum is growing to stay at 8 with only one permanent rival.
Don't like
Tennessee's one permanent rival.
Vanderbilt.
Most likely be Vanderbilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, I was going to say, is it good or do you hate it?
I hate it. We need 9 conference games. I like premier games. Like these, the weeks we play UT Chattanooga, Tennessee Tech, UT Martin, East Tennessee State, others like that. Those are boring and they're useless and they're not even fun and nobody even wants to go. I don't like those Mountain Dew drinker fan games. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I like the big games.
As I take a big swig of my Mountain Dew.
Well, you happen to drink Mountain Dew, but you're not defined by it. I like
it's a feature, not a
yeah. No. Yeah, you know, guy who's like into cars drinks Mountain Dew. Yeah, that's the games that those guys go to.
I was thinking more into trucks.
Yeah, maybe trucks. Yeah. You know, like he's got
lawnmowers.
Like
the, really likes his weed eater.
Yeah, works on mowers.
Yeah, really likes his weed eater.
Changes his own oil.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
4-wheelers, maybe even a 3-wheeler. Yeah, I just don't care for those games. That's my least favorite weeks in football season, which I understand you could argue that the team needs them, like get healthy or whatever, and that's probably true and probably a good point. But they just really bore me in the middle of the season. Like you have a big game against Florida, and then you got to wait 2 weeks for another decent game because you play Mercer the next week.
So it's better to have the game against Mercer than no game at all. You still think that way, though, right?
I mean, I guess. Yeah. It's just a waste, of everybody's time.
Of course, the school is going to agree that they would rather have a home game than a bye week.
Yeah, it's just a waste of everybody's time to me. Because you know the result. There's no stakes in it.
Really, only bad can happen.
Yeah, like in the NFL, you got a big game every week. That's why the product's so good.
That's why I say it's better. Every week's a top 32 game.
Every week is a big game. Even if you're playing the worst team in the NFL, you can get beat that week. We see it all the time.
Yep. Usually the biggest point spreads in the NFL are like 17 points, 16 points. That's typically the biggest one. That's like Ohio State against fourth best team in the Big Ten spread.
And if you're going to tell
their annual game against Penn State usually comes in around 2 touchdowns as a point spread.
Yeah. If you're going to tell me, well, what if Tennessee gets banged up and we need that week for rest and recuperation or maybe we take a loss? I'm like, to me, you take the risk of taking the loss like I would rather have that. I mean, you got an expanded playoff now, so you're going to be able to get in it at 10-2. You don't have to be perfect anymore.
Which, by the way, if you're talking about injuries, I would point to Cedric Tillman against Akron last year.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
And the 2016 season against Ohio, Miami of Ohio, where we lost like six guys that game.
Yeah, there you go. I like good games. I like big games. Do you have a higher chance to lose? Yes, but it's a fun Saturday.
Well, it's also a little annoying. I do find myself on the other side now. I've been begging to get off of Alabama's schedule, but now I kind of want to stay.
It's a big game.
I don't want to get off. I don't want to lose Alabama as a opponent now because I don't fear Alabama. I think we're as good as Alabama moving forward, especially like when you consider the trajectory of not necessarily the programs as much as it is the trajectory of the coaches. Like I think we're near the end for Nick Saban.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't be the second best program in the SEC right now, or right there at that level. Us, Alabama, LSU, you know, take whoever you want, but I don't see any reason we can't be right there.
For the foreseeable future, we should be there. I just, you know, I tried to tell you yesterday, we're trending really well for 2 5-star wide receivers. So if all of a sudden you start bringing me 5-star wide receivers and putting this offense that's going to be paired up with Nico and another 5-star quarterback we get down the road, like our offense should be among the country's best.
Well, how do you feel about Georgia on the schedule? Because like most people would look at that and nearly pencil it in as a loss, but also it gives you an opportunity for a really big game. It's a really big home game, and you really get to test your mettle.
Well, you know, in a 12-team playoff, I don't think it really matters. I think you're really playing with house money. Yeah. Although, that's what I would have said last year, but it felt like we got crushed for our loss at Georgia. It felt like losing to them pretty much wrote us off of, you know, out from consideration.
Well, that was just a 4-team playoff, though.
Well, I know, so. But still, like, yeah. So, like, in a 12-team playoff, I wouldn't think it does much damage. But, I mean, like, we almost entered, you know, exited the conversation of a top-10 team after they beat us by 2 scores.
I think we were pretty clearly back, though, by the time. Like, had we beaten South Carolina, we would have been in the playoff. Yeah, we dropped a little at first, but what did we drop to, number 8?
Well, yeah, but we went 10-2, that was my point.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't a 12-team playoff. I'm saying had we beaten South Carolina, though, we would have been in the 4-team playoff.
Sure, but we also took a miraculous win over Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little tighter.
Not miraculous, but you know what I mean, like a great game.
So, yeah, but 11-1. You would have been in.
I would be okay with – I mean, I would be okay with not playing Georgia every year. And in the – you know, if they go to – you know, whatever schedule we have, it does seem unlikely that we play Georgia every year. It does seem like either we're going to play Alabama, Vanderbilt, and someone like South Carolina or Kentucky and rotate 6 other teams, or it's going to be an eight-game schedule where you only have one – permanent rival, and you rotate the other 7 games every year. So you would still make your – you would still be able to make your way to every SEC stadium within a 4-year period.
Yeah. Any way you slice it, I just want to play the SEC. That's what I want. I want it to be fairly even for everybody, and let's just see who's better.
I wouldn't mind getting some wins back against Alabama, though. I don't really want to duck them now because I feel – pretty good of our chances going down to Tuscaloosa, and you know, 2 years in Knoxville, definitely like our chances of getting them again here in Knoxville. Like, I think we could go in a little bit of a, not necessarily like a 6 or 7 game win streak, but I think we could reel off 5 of the next 7. Like, I truly feel that way. 4 of the next 7.
I don't know if I'd completely write them off yet. I mean, I think
I'm not writing them off, but I think we're going to beat them next year or this upcoming year. I think we're going to win in Tuscaloosa.
Do you? I think it's going to be a really tough game. I think we're at the point where we're definitely playing with them, and the game could go either way.
Until I see what they have at quarterback, I think we're going to be better. Like, unless their quarterback comes out and is really, really good. Like, it took every bit of Bryce Young being a hero to make them competitive last year.
They were 8-4 last year without Bryce Young.
Right. Maybe 7-5 without him.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
They might have lost to Texas, you know, A&M, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're to the point now, like, we're not scared of them, but I don't know for sure if I'd say we'd win like 4 or 5. I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty even.
I think of the next 7 years, like a couple of those are going to be without Saban.
Gotta hope so.
Like, I don't think he's coaching the next 7 years.
He wouldn't think.
Nah, is Heupel here the next 7 years? I don't know, but like, I don't know. Hour 2 in the books. Kick off hour 3 of headlines.